Of all the beings she might reasonably expect to find in her living room at almost 3:30 in the morning, Jedi Master Yoda was at the bottom of the list. Stunned silent, Padme stared down at him. Only her years in public service saved her from betraying alarm.
Can it be Anakin? No. Why would he come to me for Anakin? It must be Bail and Obi-Wan. They've been gone so long now. Much longer than I thought.
She'd been covering for Bail in the security committee, but her excuses on his behalf were starting to wear thin, and she'd been getting more and more anxious. Belatedly, she remembered her manners.
Can I offer you refreshments, Master Yoda? 3PO.
Thank you, no, said Yoda, and raised a hand to the droid. Regret this intrusion, I do, Senator Amidala, but on urgent business I have come.
I gathered as much, Master Yoda, given the hour, she said, carefully noncommittal, determined not to ask questions, but to see what he was willing to volunteer.
A favor I would ask of you, Senator. Should you agree, in your debt would the Jedi Order be?
She pulled her robe a little closer to her body and sat on the nearest chair.
There can never be talk of debts between us, Master Yoda. What do you need me to do?
Yoda leaned on his gimmer stick. She thought he looked very tired, and at close to 900 years old, she supposed he had a right to be.
Word I have received from Obi-Wan Kenobi. Stranded is he with Senator Organa on a planet called Zegula.
For a moment, she felt lightheaded with relief. They're all right?
They live, said Yoda. But they have no ship, and send a Jedi to rescue them, I cannot.
Relief chilled into foreboding.
Because it's a Sith planet?
Said Yoda, his eyes narrowing. Well informed you are, Senator.
In this instance, she said calmly, refusing to be intimidated. I take it you'd like me to fetch them, Master Yoda?
And that put paid to his flinty disapproval.
Yes, he said, abruptly subdued. The reason for my visit, that is, to ask for your assistance in this sensitive matter.
Of course I'll assist you, she replied. Always, whenever and however I can.
Some great weight seemed to lift from his shoulders then.
In danger from the Sith you will not be, Senator Amidala. Deserted the planet is, save for Master Kenobi and Senator Organa.
Good. She'd had enough Sith to last her a lifetime.
However,
Yoda added,
clone troops will I send with you. In wild space is Zegula, a dangerous destination, and from home a long way.
Wild space? Wait till Anakin heard about this. She pulled a face.
It can't be more dangerous than Geonosis, Master Yoda.
Independent you are, Senator. This I know well, said Yoda severely. But take the clone troops with you, you must. Unarmed is your private yacht. Protected you must be.
Anakin would say the same thing if he were here. If she flew off into wild space without any kind of military escort, he'd be furious. And worry about her even more when he was away fighting the Separatists and the Sith.